Five Things We Might Find Amazing, by Krishna's Mercy.
Yad Yad Vibhutimat Sattvam Srimad Urjitam Eva Tat Tad Evav Gachtvam Mam Tejosh Sambhavam.
Quoth, know that all beautiful, glorious, and mighty creations spring from but a spark of my splendor.
Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 10.41.
1. The Autumn Sky.
It rained a lot last night. It must have been strong, considering that I kept dreaming the house was being flooded. In that dream, I was desperately trying to keep our belongings safe, protected from the rising water. I wake up to learn that the closest large city is dealing with once-in-a-generation levels of water. The trains are suspended. Stranded motorists. Abandoned cars. Businesses closed. We really lucked out, come to think of it. Not only are there no remnants of flooding, but the sky has opened up. Beautiful sunshine, with a small mix of clouds. The temperature is much lower than the preceding days of summer heat. It is like the first real day of autumn, and I find it so refreshing. It is an amazing wonder to behold, the changing of seasons. Something beyond man has to be controlling this.
2. Open space.
This might be a strange thing to appreciate, but I only noticed after a flight I was on got diverted. We had to land in a much smaller airport. The place wasn't fully staffed, and so the passengers had to disembark right on the runway. As I was descending the stairs, I couldn't help but appreciate the surroundings. Completely open space. No obstructions to the vision for miles. I felt this great peace and tranquility. It is one of my dreams to be able to live in such a place. I guess you could say it is the opposite of feeling claustrophobic.
3. A canyon.
So deep. So much nuance. Detail to an unimaginable level. No planning commission could ever come up with this. It took many years for nature to work its magic. Now we have this amazing place that attracts thousands of visitors every year. There are different challenges you can take. For instance, you can hike down to the bottom of the canyon, if you want. You have to camp for the night, as there are no facilities down below. If you can't make it back up, you are in trouble. People still give it a try, though. There is no way to mimic the same experience, it is exclusive to nature.
4. A waterfall.
There is no electricity involved. There is no pump working in the background. There is no central supervisor to make sure that the water doesn't run out. The entire process works on its own, since before anyone can remember. Only a higher power could come up with something like this. It is an amazing experience, both visually and sonically. There is so much force involved, as well. Where does the water come from? What happens after it falls? Nothing to worry over, apparently.
5. A powerful warrior. Vedic literature describes many great warriors, who would fight using the bow and arrow, while transported via chariot. One of the leaders of Ayodhya was so skilled that he could fight against enemies attacking in the 10 directions, simultaneously. He would be called upon by the demigods to help in the perennial conflict with the Asura class. From Bhagavad Gita, we learn that all of the things in life which amaze represent but a spark of the splendor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There is the image passed down through tradition of Lord Vishnu resting in the Vaikuntha planetary system. Through his breathing the universes manifest and disappear. This is the most amazing work, and it is completed effortlessly. Imagine being able to finish that coding project for work during sleep in the middle of the night. Imagine constructing a large building while lying down in rest. Imagine defeating the greatest fighting force without having to lift a finger. Appreciating the nature around us and standing in amazement at the ability we see in others is one way to understand the Almighty. This is the human being's birthright. To understand the spiritual nature is the purpose to being placed in the auspicious human form. In closing, amazed at autumn sky, beautiful clouds up high, or that water steadily falling, another place a canyon calling, all from a spark of splendor, Krishna this universe to render, only after taking his place, to universes giving a face.